We are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning in the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah brought down a machlokes. If you say that, that's clear. If you say Ad Pesach, it means until Pesach starts. If you say Ad Shehei Pesach, it means until Pesach is finished. You also, but if you say Ad Pnei Pesach or Ad Lifnei Pesach, that loshen is a machlokes. Rameyah says Osa Ad Sheyagia, and Rabbi Yosi says Ad Sheyetze, until you finish it. What's the B.M. machlokes of Rabbi Yosi? So Gemara assumes the Memra. The Rameyah saw a loymail inish nafshei l'sveke. Rabbi Yosi saw a mail inish nafshei l'sveke. What does that mean? Sveko. What does that mean? That here ad pene means until before, until in front of something about a Pesach. So you could say it means until the front beginning of Pesach, until the front of Pesach, beginning of Pesach, or any time it's a front of Pesach that's aser. So it could be. You're also until the last minute of Pesach, because all that time is considered Pnei Pesach, before the Pesach. It's before Pesach, because the last minute is still before Pesach. So Rameyah holds that a person doesn't say something that's not clear. We're not sure in front of what. So therefore, you mean in front of the whole Pesach. That's what Rameyah says, because Loimayil Inish Navshe Lesveka. Mashaker Rabbi Yosi holds, Achi Yetze, until you're also the whole Pesach. Why? Because he holds that Machas Inish Navshe Lesveka. And therefore, you do mean in front, and whatever is could be hyped up as being before, that's okay, that's also. So Akaponim, that is Machlokes Rameyer and Rabbi Yosi. Rameyer holds mile, loy mile in the Nashua Sveke, and Rabbi Yosi holds mile in the Sveke. Verminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha, Mishnah Mizakhatushin. It says, Mishia Soshtainikitin Banois, a person has two pairs of Banois. He has two wives, and each wife has two daughters. Mishtein Oshin, he has two daughters and two wives. Each one altogether four daughters. Va'aman, he says, Kadashti is bit the Agdaila. I was Makadish, my older daughter. Now, there's three choices what that can mean. Ve'ini Yedei, Im Gdaila Shvegdaila, this means the oldest one. Im Gdaila Shvegtanis, means the oldest one of the second pair of daughters, because that's the oldest to that wife. Im Ktana Shvegdaila, or it might be the second daughter of the first wife that's older than the older one from the second wife. Shvegdaila, Magdaila Shvegtanis. Kula masuris, they're all awesome. They're at Meir. Why? Because Machis Inish Nafshi L'Sveke, that Lachari, even though it's a Suffolk, he'll say something that's not clear, put himself in a Matziv where it's a Suffolk. Here he said, I'm Mekadosh the Gedoyla. We're not sure what that means. We're saying that he put himself into a Suffolk like that, and all of them are going to be Aser. They're at Meir. All of them are going to be Aser. Chutz Menaktanash Vektanis. Besides Menaktanash Vektanis, there's no way to touch it. But all the other three will be Aser because we're going to be choshes, maybe it means the Gedoyla. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Kula Mataroiz, Chutz Mna Gedoyla Shevigdoylaiz. They are all mutter, besides for the Gedoyla Shevigdoylaiz. They are all mutter, besides for the Gedoyla Shevigdoylaiz. Because Loi Mokesh Inish Nashla Sveike. Loi Mael Inish Nashla Sveike. So what do you see from here? The opposite Shitas. Before we said on Mishnah, Rameyah holds Achi Yagia, because you don't want to get into Sveikas. Here he says, the three of them are Mekadeshas. And Rabbi Yosi on Mishnah said that, Achiyetze, because he holds you do make a say something that's a suffix. And here you see, he says, no, only the Gdailus Vigdailus is Mekadeshas. You're right. Mechalefes Hashita. You have to switch the Shita, and you have to say that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi is the one who says Achiyagia, because you're not going to make a suffix. And Rameh holds that Achiyetze, because you do get involved in a suffix. So we are switching. Vatanya, we have a Brisa that supports that switch. Vatanya Zeklal, Kol Shizmane Kavua. Anything that has Zman Kavua, like Pesach, Vamar Ad Lefnei or Ad Penei, Rameya Oimer Achi Yete. It's not like our Mishnah. Rameya says Achi Yete. Why? Because he holds that Mile Inish Nafsho Sveika, like he says in the Mishnah Kedushin by the two bonnets. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Achi Yegia, until you reach Ad Achi Yegia, until you reach the Pesach, until you reach Pesach. And not afterwards, because Rabbi Yosi holds loy mile in his nashul sveike. So we talk switching it around. Now it would come out the feet away our Gemara comes out. The halacha is the klal is Rameyer and Rabbi Yosi who pass like Rabbi Yosi. So it should come out that we pass when you say ad panay, you only ask achi agia. Why? Because he passed like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi was switched now. And Rabbi Yosi the one who holds achi agia. But the Ram brings down the Gemara Kedushin has a different teretz. The Gemara Kedushin says be'etzem we're not going to switch it. And you're right, Rameyah holds Mach Mail Inish Nafshul Sveika. Our Mishnah says only Achi Yagia. So he says a different pshat, the Gemara Kedushin says. Ad penei can mean ad kame Pesach, before Pesach. Shout out what the word penei means. Until before Pesach, or basically means ad de mispani Pesach, until Pesach passes by. And that's the machlekes. It's nothing to do with mail inish nafshe l'sveika. Our mission is a new machlekes, what penei means. Rameir will hold that ad shiagia, because penei means kame Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi says, Adam Ispani Pesach. That's the Bi'ur HaMachlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. That's the Bi'ur HaMachlokes. Al Kaponim, so if you that, if you pass it like Rabbi Yossi, so the halacha will be is actually Yavar HaPesach, because we're not switching around. If we switch around like our Gemara comes out, we pass it like Rabbi Yossi, means actually Yagia. But if you leave like this, it's actually Yavar. So he says, that's what Lemaisa, the Rambam passing like that. The Rambam passing like our Sugya, that we pass like a basi and we feed a switch, which means only Achi Yagia. So look to Mishnah Vaita. Ada Kotzir, Ada Botzir. The guy says, I'm not going to drink wine until the Kotzir, until the season that we cut down the wheat, the Tvua, Ada Botzir. That's the season when you cut the grapes, when you harvest the grapes. Ada Masik is when you harvest the Zaysim. Eina also Achi Yagia. It's only also when you reach Achi Yagia, when you reach that time. Zach, what's the reason? Zaklal. So here, Ada Kotzer, Ada Botzer, Lekuli Alma, only also Achi Yagia. Why? Well, see, Zaklal, Kotzer's Mani Kavua, Voma Achi Yagia, also Achi Yagia. Oma Achi Yahei, also Achi Yetze. That's anything as Mani Kavua, which means certain things have as Man Kavua. Like Pesach has as Man Kavua. And there, since it has as Man Kavua, so therefore, it's 7 days long or 8 days long. So if you have an extra day. So then, if you say Achi ad Pesach, it's Achi Yigia. Achi Yetze, it means until you pass through Pesach. Or Achi Yihei. Or Ma Achi Yihei, also Achi Yetze. Yosa Achi Yetze. But V'chol She'ez V'anei Kavua, like Kotzer. Kotzer is with the harvest season. Harvest season does not have an exact amount of time that it takes. It could take 5 days, it could take 5 weeks, it could take 6 weeks. It doesn't have an exact time. So always when you say Ad Hamasik or Ad Shehei Hamasik, it always means the beginning. B'chol She'ein Zvanei Kavua, which is a case of Kotzer, Botzer, Hamasik, Bein Oyim Ha'achihei, Bein Ha'achihegiyah, Yino Sa'al Ha'achihegiyah, Yino Sa'al Ha'achihegiyah. So again, we had till now, let's say, by the case of Pesach. So there, it depends if you say Ad Ad, because it's Lo'ad B'chlal, or you say Ad Sheyetzeh. If you say Oyim Ha'achihei, if you say Ad Pesach, Osa Ha'achihegiyah, Ha'achihei is Osa Ha'achihegiyah, until you pass Pesach. By Kotzer, no matter if you say Achi Yehei or Ad, it's only until the beginning. Why? It doesn't have a Zman Kavua. It doesn't have a set amount, a length of time. It doesn't have a length of time. Ada Kayetz, if you say Ada Kayetz or Achi Yehei Kayetz, is the same halacha. Kayetz is the time when you cut the te'enim, you cut the figs. It's called Kayetz because you cut it by hand. Therefore, it's called Kayetz. And I used to dry it in the field. So Ada Kayetz or Achi Yehei Kayetz, either way, it means Achi Yeschilu Om Leikonis B'Kalkolis. And when the nation starts gathering the Te'enim and putting it into their baskets, that's till the beginning. Achi Yavar Kayetz, but if you do speak out Achi Yavar, so then every place, if you say the words Achi Yavar until it passes, then it's partial, you have to wait, even though it's not Zman Kavua. Achi Yavar Kayetz, Achi Yekpilu HaMaktoyis, until the people start folding up their pocket knives that they use to cut the te'enim, the figs, so then, until that happens, you're usher. Then we like this. Usually, Achi Yehei means through the whole thing, but not Zmanei Kavua, like harvest season, only means the beginning. But there is a case, even by harvest season, that you could be usher in the whole time of the harvest. If you say Achi Yavar, total passes, you said it before. So then, it's usher until you fold up the pocket knives. Al Kaponim, so that's the pshat in our Mishnah. Now I just have to mention that the Ram brings down a Yeshalmi that clears what's the halacha if you say koinim yayin until the Mishnah until the chasen of my son. So that goes mani kavu or not? And that's the shaila. That goes mani kavu or not? So really, the shaila is when you say achi hey, do you mean ad shiyetze? That's the question. But the question, the Achrayim really asked, that there is Zman Kavua for Chasana. There's Sheva Brachas, Al Kaponim. The Ram says, since I can push it off, it's not called Zman Kavua. It's a strict problem. This Ram, Shem Di Yashami, see the Karen Oira and the Prasha Asnadarim that talk about it. Al Kaponim, that is our Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, Tana, Kakal Sh'omru Kakal Sh'ta'enim. This basket that we're talking about, until the starts collecting and putting their figs into the basket, we're talking about a basket of figs. Not a basket of grapes. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Hanoidim Peris Akayitz, ain't also elabataynim. When someone says Peris Akayitz, what's Kayitz mean? It always means figs. Again, when saying the word Kayitz, it means figs. And what's the reason? Because figs is something you cut by hand. Mashaking grapes, you don't cut that by hand. You cut it with a knife. You cut that with a knife, not by hand. You don't take it off by hand. My time in Tanakamba. What's the Tanakamba? Kasava ta'ina mix some yoda, ta'ina which are figs cut by hand, and of them mix of yoda, grapes are not cut by hand, they're cut with a kale, with a knife. Shumil Sava, and of them nami, kimirada mix some yoda, when they get soft, when the opposite, when the uksa and of them get dry, you can just crack it off. When the ends of the grapes or the cluster of grapes get dry, they just crack it off, and therefore some is called biyah, and therefore it's included in the isra of ta'inim if you say arakayitz, because it could be done by hand. That's what Shimon Mil says. The Tanakam says dafka ta'inim. Shimon Mil says even anavim as well, some is cut by hand. You have to know, because it says in the Mishnah that they used mikutsoy sakinim. So the Teretz is the sakinim, the knives are not made to cut off the tree. They're made like to cut the ta'inim. They used to make it into eagle after it got dry, and therefore that's what they use the knives for. Let's see a little more Gemara here. It says Achiyava Akayetz. What was that? When you say clearly Achiyava Akayetz, till the Kayetz season passes, Achiyachbilu Hamakutsoyes, till you fold out the pocket knives. Tono Achiyachbilu Roiva Mikutsoyes. That it goes Basar the Roiva Mikutsoyes. Means Roiv the people in the area, in the city, they close up their pocket knives. That's already called the end of the season. It goes basa roiv of the mikutzoyes. That's what it goes by. It doesn't have to go by the noider. It says in the ritva, even though the noider himself already folded it up earlier, but still also until roiv of the city folds up the pocket knives. That's the shir. Tanach shechpilu roiv of mikutzoyes, roiv of a city folds up the pocket knives. That's called the end of the kayet season, and the halacha will be that there will be also only through that, and after that there will be mutter.